And at 10 o'clock, I have asked the Director of Planning, Chris Burton, to be here. I know that there's a lot of interest in what's happening with Costco. So we're going to defer that until he comes, maybe about 10 o'clock. So, but in the meantime, I wanted to let you know that a lot has happened in the last 2 months. I've gotten some concerns regarding Lynbrook and enhanced traffic safety measures, and I wanted to let you know that one of the improvements that DOT is considering are what they call bulb outs on Donington and Johnson Avenue. The cost is going to be about $75,000 of D1's safety funds, but I think that, you know, certainly in terms of looking at what changes can be made to increase safety is something that's critically important, not just to me, but to the community. So they're going to do some surveys to take a look at that in terms of looking at the engineering traffic surveys, and look at whether or not the posted safety limits along the segments allow for something better. So I'll keep you updated on that. On the land use side, like I said, before, I wanted to introduce you to some of the new staff. So I apologize. Many of you know David Gomez. He's my chief of staff. He had been with Chappie for many, many years. He continues on. Nan Nguyen is also previously with Chappie, and she does a lot of the social media, the newsletter, which will be coming out. And she also does some of the community event, helps with some of the community events. J.R. Fruin is new to our office. J.R. is the land use and legislative director for my office, and has a lot of knowledge in terms of the land use issues. And Omar Din is dealing with some of the community economic development, some transportation, and other duties as assigned. So the staff is fairly new. We are bringing someone else on to further assist. And so as we start getting ramped up in our office, hopefully you'll hear from us a lot more frequently. We'll get the newsletter going. I will be starting office hours, and I'll tell you about that in just a little bit. I wanted to let you know that the El Paseo Saratoga signature project, there is some movement going forward with their demolition activity. There is legal action over the draft EIR, and that continues. They don't really say anything about it other than it continues. And they're making some refinements to their project, but at this time, there isn't anything that that has been put into the planning department. So everything is sort of on hold until, I guess, the legal action. There has been some movement in the Winchester Ranch in terms of an issue of a fence line. They actually did come out and do a survey as to where the property line is, and there was discrepancy as to where exactly it is and where the current fence line is. And we're working with community members in the Winchester Orchard Neighborhood Association on that issue. There is some funding that is coming forward, $400,000 in planning effort for an urban village in the West San Jose area. No site has been selected. The focus will be on market-ready site, and what that means is that one that is likely to see redevelopment in the near term. And so I'm having conversations as to what might be an ideal area for the urban built village planning site. I kind of see the El Paseo, that whole regional area around El Paseo, Costco, and Prospect, Saratoga, as a potential, but no decision has been made at this time. Some of you are aware that the housing element is being updated. It is still in progress. The planning staff has informed me that they are looking at June to submit. They are working with housing to be the Housing and Community Development, California Department of Housing and Community Development, in terms of being able to take their feedback and being able to respond. So we hope to complete the housing element by June. June is sort of the targeted time frame. We are a little bit late on that. It was due January, at the end of January, and so there are consequences to that. And but at this time, we haven't gotten anyone that has, you know, said that they're going to build outside of whatever it is that is currently being built. So I think that we'll see what happens. We're just trying as fast as possible to get it completed.
Sure. You mentioned the consequences. I was reading about that. I think one of the consequences was that right now, you know, they got this builder's remedy thing, and somebody could put up a four-unit townhouse in our residential neighborhoods right now. Is that right?
I fell behind on
that. That is the builder's remedy is one of the consequences. However, there are lots of restrictions in terms of what they can and cannot do. And a lot of it is really in favor of it must be affordable housing. And I don't know if JR can say a little bit more about that, just to give information about the builder's remedy.
Let's see. Oh, there we go.
So
yes, the builder's remedy would be valid if for any city that does not have a substantially compliant housing element as of the 31st of January of this year. That is most jurisdictions in the Bay Area. It is valid on any site that is zoned for residential, commercial, or light industrial use in a city. The projects, though, that are brought forward under it have to either have 20% affordable housing for lower income or below, or they have to be 100% moderate income housing. Beyond that, the project would not be valid.
Yes, thank you, JR. Yeah, I was aware of that, but basically I'm letting everybody know that we're at risk. I saw an article, a guy in Los Altos Hills was gonna build a 10-unit or something apartment complex on his 2-acre lot up there, and there's nothing anybody can do about it. So I think the city of San Jose is at risk as well. Just letting everybody know.
Yes.
Oh yes, I'm sorry. Bob Fanjoy, Murdoch Neighborhood Association.
Thank you. The next item I wanted to let you know about some of the other issues that have come up to my office. Payne Avenue RV. Beautify San Jose has been deployed in the area. I know that there are limitations on what we can and cannot do. So far, we've been trying to take care of the trash debris on the pedestrian right of way and assisting with anything cleanliness around them. Saratoga Creek Trail, and I know, Bob, you have kept us informed as to what's happening in the Saratoga Creek Trail encampment. I will say that I am trying to be as proactive as I can. I will be meeting with the CEO of the Water District to see what are the things that we can do, because I think the issue about jurisdiction and whether the person goes to the creek or to the city of San Jose, it's sort of like it bounces back and forth. So maybe there's some kind of agreement that we can make together, and that is forthcoming, so I'll keep you informed as to what we're able to do. I also am trying to coordinate with Supervisor Ellenberg, and I don't know if she has a representative here today. Doesn't look like it, but I do know that she's very interested in assisting with mental health issues, and what are some of the things that we can do to assist in that. And I think it was Doris who mentioned the contact person for the individual that's there, that's the mother. Yes. Because I think that perhaps as we can, you know, assist the person, you know, be able to get some assistance and help, I think that that'll help. That'll be also something that we can do. We're awaiting updates from the department on the Saratoga Creek Dog Park. There were supposed to be some plantings there, and it's been delayed because of all of the different issues with the weather. And let's see here. I think that's right. That's it for right now. I will tell you, we are right in the middle of budget for the city of San Jose. We have had two sessions thus far on budget, and the process is just beginning. The mayor will have a budget meeting here next Saturday, the 11th at 3:30. And Emily is here in case there's any questions about it. I know that I will also be here in terms of budget. I wanted to share something that I think is very interesting, in that this year the mayor has put together, and some of you may know this, so I apologize for the repetition, but he's put together suggested focus areas. One of the things that has happened in the past is that there have been many, many priorities. When I got orientation, there were 42 priorities. And quite frankly, you know, it becomes impossible for the staff to really say, what exactly is it that we need to focus on? So the mayor has suggested five focus areas. He had transition committee members in this, both with the community, with the staff, and with the council members. I served on the community safety committee. He also had clean neighborhoods, homelessness, downtown vibrancy, and planning and permitting, which has been a big issue for trying to get through the planning department. And there are recommendations that have come out. This is all available online on our website. And, you know, in the past, there had been a lot of work that had been done, many, many things. There are over 90 programs that are available. And so I think that it'll be very interesting if you like to come here, the mayor, next week, in terms of trying to really focus in on priority issues in terms of getting back to basics. So I encourage you to come and participate and let him know what your priorities are. I certainly am trying to give him what I hear from the community, but at the same time, it's also good for you to also be here and participate in that. So more to come on that. I mentioned that I wanted to let you know about office hours. I will have in-person office hours on March 11th from 9 to 10 over at the Coffee and Water Lab. I will also have office hours virtually on March 22nd from 6 to 7. And what I'll do is I'll have my staff send Steve the information, the Zoom link, and all of that, so that anyone who wants to participate in that can do so. Last item, I want to let you know that there's a vacancy on the Airport Commission for the City of San Jose. I really, really would love for a D1 resident to participate in that. So please, you know, if you're interested, you know, a neighbor who's interested, let me know or let my staff know. It would be district1@sanjoseca.gov. So we're going to leave the Costco discussion until the planning director gets here.
Yeah, my understanding is Senator Cortese is on his way. And so until then, we're just going to adjust the... I can take the microphone if you want to have a seat.
I can ask questions.
Oh, did anybody have any questions? I am so sorry. I didn't mean to rush you
no,
off.
No, it's okay. It's okay. Yes.
Oh,
Amy.
Microphone.
Oh, sorry.
You and your staff are working on so many things on our behalf. Thank you very much. And I was really happy to hear that you have office hours twice a month. Mm-hmm. That's really nice. Thank you. I have questions about El Paseo and the housing element. Just on El Paseo, it sounded like you're saying that there's some movement toward demolition. And it's our understanding that there couldn't be any seeking of demolition permits or anything until the parks issue was sorted out. So I just wanted to, I haven't heard about any, about the developer approaching the city to talk about the park's commitment that's required for that site, where that park space is going to go. So I just wanted to make sure that, has there been any movement on that?
So I do know that there are discussions, and it looks like there might be increase in the green area. I don't know exactly. I mean, I haven't seen anything other than, oh yes, there's going to be increase in green area. Because one of the things I said is that that little piece of green that, you know, brings you into the El Paseo, that's not a park. That's
yeah,
not a park.
Well, I mean,
so I think that what's happening is that they're trying to discuss this with parks, right? And it's still sort of in discussion, right?
Well, that's good to know. I just wanted to, you know, make sure that everybody here knows that there's just over about an acre of a park space on that site, and that because the site is slated for 2,300 new residents, that the park's obligation is for around 5 acres. So we really want to see as much on that site as possible to serve those new residents. But also, we need new park space nearby. And the Parks Department had told us that they would inform the community when the developer had approached them. And we've been checking in, and we have not been informed.
Yeah,
so just
there's so much delays in what they're doing in the project that they haven't even gotten there. I mean, I've just to let you know, I have suggested other parts of the their property as a potential park, and you know, it's gone nowhere at this time. But I have informed them that yes, in fact, that little piece that they have at the entrance, that's not a park.
Thank you. It's just a big concern for Moreland West, and I know other neighborhoods. And just real quickly on the housing element. So what I'm hearing, I read in the paper too about communities that aren't substantially compliant would be subject to the builder's remedy. So I was wondering if San Jose was substantially compliant by chance, and it sounds like it's not. And I had read about the plan that the city was planning to have their housing element kind of wrapped up by June. I'd also read that they were planning to not do any more community updates, public updates, and they were going to maybe go to the council and give some updates in the spring. So what I would like is for to either hear from you, Rosemary, and your staff, or just to hear, I would like, you know, as a member of the public, because the housing element is so important, and I feel like other jurisdictions, Campbell, Saratoga, have done a much better job of bringing the public along when it comes to updates and reviews and things. So anyway, I would love for the public to hear about any substantial changes.
I mean, I think
in the spring.
Yeah, I think that if there's sufficient interest, I'm happy to host a housing element meeting for the community so that you're aware as to what's coming down. The planning director will be here today, so I think that it's a great opportunity to say, hey, we want community participation on the housing element, and that might be something that we can do in the spring. I'm happy to have it here. So,
thank you.
Yeah.